Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show where I welcome Dr. Harry Cohen. And today, Dr. Cohen and I talk about being the sun and not the salt. That's the title of his latest book. And we talk about what that means. And what it really means is radiating light and positivity. And I really enjoyed this conversation with Dr. Cohen, where he gives specific examples of how we can do that, how we can make it a practice, and really motivation to do so, and how ultimately, it can transform our relationships, and the bigger picture is change the world. And no one ever said, oh, we have too much love here. We have too much light. We have too much positivity. And I think now more than ever, we could use more. And really beautiful conversation with Dr. Cohen has me motivated to bring more light into the world. So I know you guys are going to love today's conversation. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this show, you can like and subscribe to it wherever you listen and leave us a review. We love getting those positive reviews about the show, how it's impacted your life. Yeah, we just really appreciate you. Hope you have a beautiful day, evening, night, whenever you're listening to this. Enjoy the show. Hi, Dr. Cohen. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
It's my absolute pleasure, Chase.
Today, we're going to talk about your book, Be the Sun, Not the Salt. And I have not read the book, but I read the outline, what it's about, and I'm super excited to talk to you about it today. I think it's going to be really valuable for myself and for our listeners. So I thought we could start by having you tell our listeners why you chose to write a book about this, and then we'll dive into what it means to be the sun, not the salt.
Great. So it's my life's work. It's the distillation of my life's work after all these decades of trying to distill what wisdom looks like and how can I be most helpful and say in as little words as possible the essence of what I think would be most helpful for people. When I die, my kids can have this and the world will have this. And I don't want to have to write another book. When I did a TED Talk many, many years ago, I ended the TED Talk. It was the same topic, heliotropic leadership. I'll talk about that in a minute. I ended the talk with leave people with an afterglow, not an aftertaste. Be the sun and not the salt. And then 2 years later, I wrote the book in a 31-page chapter. So you can read one page a day for a month and then start over. You can listen to it. You can open up to any chapter. There's 30 simple ideas to remind us, me, you, all of us, to be our best selves more often. That's the reason I wrote it, so that I read a lot of nonfiction books and I read a lot of scientific stuff about how to improve life and happiness and fulfillment, success, and relationships. And this is my attempt at cutting to the chase, no pun intended, to distill. If you wanted to just read one thing, this would be it. And it's the filter. It's the lens through which I look at the world. And I use this to help me live a great life.
Can you share with our listeners what the heliotropic effect is?
Yes. In a nutshell, it's a scientific phenomenon first articulated and discussed by a professor at the University of Michigan Business School, studying what is it about people that makes them positive energizers. In other words, being around them, other people are uplifted. They want to do more and they're happier and want to work harder and are more fulfilled. What is it about these positive energizers? Well, it's the heliotropic effect, which is the tendency for all living systems to be drawn to energy which sustains life, which is why when you place a plant in the windowsill, it tilts towards the sun. It's drawn to the energy of the sun. That's an example of the heliotropic effect. And like the plant, human beings are drawn to positive energizers, people who are heliotropic, who are like that sun on our leaves, We love being around them. We feel, oh my God, it was so great having dinner with him. It was great working with him. It was great hanging out with him, her. Why? Because they were expressing these wonderful virtues, these virtues of kindness, authenticity, vulnerability, gratitude, compassion, all the qualities that we love and that the ancients have been writing about for thousands of years. It's good to practice cultivating these virtuous behaviors, because not just for ourselves, but for others, not in a fake way, but in a very real way. And that's it, in very simple terms. The heliotropic effect is why we are positive energizers when we are. That's it. And conversely, the negative energizer concept is metaphor, salt on the roots of the plant. We thrive when we're around people who are uplifting to us, and we are depleted and shrivel when we're around negatoids, people who criticize, people who condemn, people who complain, people who put us down, people who see the glass half empty, et cetera, et cetera. Cynicism and hostility and rudeness and disrespect are just as, actually they're worse than the positive stuff of kindness and compassion and gratitude, et cetera. Does that make sense, Chase?
It makes a lot of sense. And when I was researching for this conversation and reading about your work, I immediately thought of my best friend, Ryan, if you're listening. And this guy just radiates positivity and light, and literally just physically, like you're in his presence and you can feel it. And it makes me want to be a better person. It makes me want to do it. So I want to ask you, how can we cultivate this light?
So that, first of all, what you just articulated, what you just described is the heliotropic effect. You described it in your friend and its effect on you. And so then you ask, well, how do I do that? And the answer is unbelievably simple. You don't have to wait 12 years, 12 seconds. You can do it immediately. All you need to do, and all your listeners need to do, is more of what they already do, what we already do when we are being like your best friend, when we are being kind and authentic and compassionate and real and truthful and reverent and brave, and all the qualities that we love about ourselves and others. It's not like you have to be anybody else. How do you do it? Just cultivate being a good person, just like your mother and your grandmother told you. It's no different, but it's like the cool part about this. If you're already a good person, and Chase, you are, try and be 1% better. Well, 1% isn't a lot. So what? It's, if you're 90% great, Chase, dude, go for 91%. Hold the door for somebody. Smile at a stranger. Say, are you in a relationship, Chase?
No, I'm not.
So if you were, well, you're in a relationship with friends and family. Any one of those relationships you can make better. Can I offer you a hand? Can I do the dishes? Can I be a little bit more thoughtful, truthful, reverent, kind, and a good person? And the answer is absolutely. In the words that you utter and the deeds that you perform, not radical, just be a little bit sweeter. That's the answer to your question. Well, how do you cultivate? How do you be more heliotropic? Look at your friend. Ask him how he is that. Why is he that way? Well, his parents raised him good, and he's also found great success being such a wonderful dude. And as wonderful as he is, and I trust that he is, one day I'll meet him. Tease him to be even more beautiful, even more fantastic. You know what I mean? And what that would mean is more of what he already does. It's not like he has to do something different. Just be, you know, if he's a good listener, which he is, be even a better listener. You know, if he chooses not to engage in petty gossip, good. You know, avoid the snarky statement. Right? So the way to do this, the beauty, I was talking to a friend who loves the book, and I asked him, well, why do you love it? So he goes, because it's immediate. I thought it was a great insight. This stuff isn't, well, one day you will see its results. It's instant. You know, just smile and say, how can I be helpful? You ask me, you know, What's my goal for this podcast? I want this podcast to be great for you. I want it to be great for the listeners. That's what it means to be heliotropic, that you and I have a great time doing this and the listeners get something out of this and everybody's better for it. That to me is like win, 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 right? You don't have to work extra hard at being thoughtful. Let the guy in front of you driving, listening to this, let the guy merge. Refrain from giving somebody the finger when they cut you off. And you benefit from that. You know what I mean? When you contain your road rage or you contain your irritations, everybody wins. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's just another example of taking the high road, doing the next right thing. These are my little chapters, which are just nuggets of reminding. You know, oh, wait a minute. What would a heliotropic person do here? Well, they'd probably say they're sorry. Well, just say you're sorry and mean it, right? You know, you screw up, that's okay. Just apologize and do the next right thing.
Are there daily practices that can help cultivate this?
Yes, a million of them. Whatever works for you. This isn't like a cookbook, but there are certain basic ones. For example, basic hygiene stuff puts you in a position to be your best self, right? Get a good night's sleep, okay? Write a gratitude journal or be thinking about how you're grateful for stuff. Practice speaking fluent gratitude and cultivating gratitude. That's a practice. But you don't have to make it like a big deal. Oh, I'm writing my gratitude journal. You can just be thoughtful about what you're grateful for. Spend some time in nature. It tends to open up your heart, create a feeling of awe. Exercise is good for being heliotropic. You're a better person when you exercise. Eat healthy food. Now, here's another great one, which is consume things that are good for you. And that includes media, and avoid things that are bad for you. So that's a whole lot of heliotropic decisions. What do you mean? Well, I mean, if you consume things that are bad for you, you tend to feel bad. If you consume things that make you feel good, immediate, short-term, long-term, blueberries and broccoli and fiber and, you know, natural, good, healthy foods versus high sugar, highly processed crap, you know, all of it is mindfully, you know, being aware of what you put in, including media. Watch what you read, what you watch, and what you listen to. Now, those are daily practices. And I get stumped by not just eating not great sometimes. Sugar is one of my challenges. But media, what did I read that article for? I read the headline. Did I really need to see if, you know, Travis and Kelsey are going to hold hands? You know, I mean, you know, now I'm teasing, but, you know, media is very tempting to go down dark rabbit holes. And your media consumption is really important for staying and being heliotropic. Daily, moment to moment, cultivating, you know, I did pretty good there. I didn't say a snarky thing. That's a good thing. I didn't join in the fray when somebody was gossiping about somebody and put somebody down. I refrained. Nicely done. And I steered the conversation to a positive result. I was just talking to somebody and he wanted to complain about a company. And I said, you know, don't go there. But, you know, and I just redirected him. That was a practice. Now I know what I'm doing. I just didn't want to join in the, yeah, ain't it awful? Aren't they terrible? I didn't want to do it. And I know what I'm doing. I don't want to go there. I don't want to complain. You know, those are the practices, but they're endless. I would say, do what you already do that work, that keep you on the high road, that keep you healthy, that keep you grateful. You know what I mean? That we do these things already, you know, do them more. That's a great practice. And they're endless and they're a lot. I mean, I just gave you, I rattled off a bunch, but I really try and practice living this great life. Somebody says, how are you? I usually say, I'm doing great. So I usually am. Or, you know, I just had surgery on my rotator cuff and I was in pain for several days. And how are you doing? Well, it's better than yesterday, but I'm in pain. I don't want to bullshit anybody, but I'm going to focus on the good. You know, I'm 3.5 weeks from surgery. I'm doing great. Occasionally I'll wince, but you know, that's a practice, not complaining. Oh man, I had rotator cuff surgery. I wish I could exercise more. Hey, I'm able to walk. So I focus on that. I'm doing that deliberately.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. Makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code I do at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not gonna lie, their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero Bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero Bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at HERO.co. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You've said it, that it's endless. And when I start to pay attention to trying to radiate positivity, I realize that it is made up of all these little moments, but it does take conscious effort. And the more you do it consciously, the easier it becomes. And I think I've given this example on a previous podcast, but it's as simple as every morning I have a beautiful routine where I get to go surfing and I feel very blessed and lucky to do that. But reminding myself of that, and then I'm walking back to my car, and because I'm very routine oriented, I usually go back to my car and I'm thirsty at this point and I go home and have breakfast and eat. But I saw this guy on the beach who, he had clearly spent the night on the beach, you know, a homeless kid. And I had this moment, and again, it's like all these little moments where I was like, I had to consciously bring it in, and I'm not patting myself on the back here. It was just this realization. It was like, I want to break the pattern and go towards more light. And so I went up and I had a conversation with him, like, hey, you know, what's going on? How you doing? Because he looked like he wanted to talk too. And it ended up being this beautiful interaction. And I ended up recommending him to a friend, and he got a job, and he had spent the night on the beach. And my point is not necessarily that interaction, but it was a very clear moment in me of like, I want to not do what my automatic routine is. And it's not a bad routine. It wouldn't have been bad if I got in my car, but it was like, it could be that. It could be smiling at a stranger, you know? And when you start to pay attention to all these little moments, it can sound trivial. And it, like you said, it's super simple, but there's a lot of beauty when you start to really pay attention to it and do it. And not only are we putting light out into the world, but it fills us up, and then it compounds itself.
You are literally quoting from the book. You are literally saying exactly the message of what it means to be heliotropic, what it means to be the sun and not the salt. That story is a microcosm of exactly what all of us can and should do more. It's not for you to have a medal. It's like, dude, high five to you. It's empirical. What you just said, exactly. Chapter one, do all the good you can in all the ways you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. What you just did is helped out a brother, and it felt good for you. It felt good for him. The story that you tell helps everybody else who hears that. That is what it means to be the sun in an authentic way. And the reason you did it is because you're thinking, you know, how could I make a difference today? How could I be a little bit more kind? How could I smile at a stranger? Well, look at you. Dude, there can't be anything more or anything less than that. If we all, not if, when we all do more of that, the world will be a better place. And you say, well, what do you mean? I mean, just that. That guy feels great. You feel great. I feel great that I'm participating in that. And one day when I go to Costa Rica, you'll give me a surfing lesson.
Yes.
You'll show me how to surf.
Absolutely.
And I mean, this is the kind of thing that, imagine we could get a few more people in the world to look out and go, I think I could help that person over there. Whomever that might be. We're about to launch a Be the Sun podcast. It launches next month. And the very first podcast, called Bagel and Schmear. It's a story that when you listen to, you'll hear this story. It's a different story, but it's the same story. It's that having the eyes to see right in front of me, I could help somebody out. Right. And it can be the person you're living with, or it could be a neighbor, a person on the street, a dear friend of mine, my best friend, Bobby. He once said, it was so cute. He said, you know, there's an elderly woman on his block who was infirmed. And he was saying, you know, some of the neighbors should bring her some food. And then he thought, wait a minute, I'm one of the neighbors. And of course, he just brought her some food. But he had to see that it was right there in front of him. And he doesn't want a medal But just like you, there's a million of those. And the empirical truth of this is that when we help others, when we give to others, when we're compassionate and kind to others, it is heliotropic. It makes us feel good, makes the person receiving it feel good. And the mind-blowing thing is a neutral observer witnessing it or even hearing about it, like this podcast, they feel good too. So let's do more of that. All of us, as much as we do, let's just up it a bunch.
One of the things you talk about and being heliotropic is smiling and moving on. And obviously, all of this is going to positively impact our relationships. If you're listening in a romantic relationship and show up this way, it's going to positively impact it. Can you talk about smiling and moving on?
So, look, I've been married 43 years and I got two 32-year-old twin fraternal sons, and I used to be a marital therapist. And I can tell you that picking your battles, deciding what to say, when to say it, and when not to say it is extremely intelligent and wise. And I wished I'd learned it earlier in life. You don't have to say everything that you think. You don't have to comment on everything that you witness. Well, it's true. So what? You can internally smile and say, there but for the grace of God go I. Don't go there. Don't say anything. I mean, once I heard it's actually a Sufi aphorism. Before words leave your lips, may they pass through three gates. May they be truthful. May they be necessary. And may they be kind. And only if they, you know, meet those three criteria, may those words leave your lips. So sometimes in relationships, it's really intelligent and wonderful for the relationship. Don't say anything. You can smile internally or externally. Keep your mouth closed. Will it be helpful? No. Is it necessary? No. Is it kind? No. So just don't say anything. And which is not to say that you shouldn't confront issues in a heliotropic manner. One of the things that is really important for young relationships to learn early on is to how to have disagreement, how to have a crucial, difficult conversation about a difficult topic in a healthy, heliotropic, respectful, productive manner. Really important. That's a skill. That's a practice. Talking about something to get a resolution, money, sex, in-laws, you know, put stuff around the house, whatever, things that you want to, you know, that bother you. Okay. How much does it bother you? Can you let it go? No. All right. Do you need to talk about it? Yes. Can you do it in a productive manner? It better be yes. Then if you can do it in a productive manner where it's win-win. Listen, I need to talk to you about something that's kind of difficult. Uh-oh. Okay. But that's the skill of a relationship 101. And you got to be heliotropic. You want to make the other person feel great no matter what. Really. And that includes having a difficult conversation. So smiling and moving on is really important, but just as important is taking on what needs to be taken on in a manner that is win-win. Win-lose is, someone recently told me, is lose-lose. Winning the argument is lose-lose. Well, I was right about that. Uh-huh. And how did you feel? And how did she feel? Horrible. Okay, so, you know, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
I love that. And along these lines, something that I've tried to internalize over the last year, I read it, I think it was in some Stoic philosophy book, but that you don't have to have an opinion on everything. And to me, that's been super valuable too, as someone who likes to intellectualize everything. And I do like having debate, but it's like, well, what am I trying to do here? I could actually say, I don't really have a strong opinion, or I don't know enough. And I think that's super valuable too.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's more wise than you realize. The habit, bad habit of needing to have an opinion on everything, that's a problem. A strong opinion. Oh my God. That's like, are you looking for a fight? I have a strong opinion on something. Oh my God. You know what that means? That means you're going to wield that opinion when we have a conversation, and it ain't going to be that fun because you want your opinion to win. It's very strongly held. Oh boy. So knowing how to be deft with our opinions, or even to your point, do I need to have one? Do I need to have a strong one? Do I have the courage to say, yeah, I'm not sure about my opinion on this. Wow, you're allowed to be not sure? Yes. I mean, just think how radical it is to say, I don't really have an opinion. What do you mean? You must have an opinion. Look how many arguments are about people's opinions.
Yeah, I love it. And especially this day and age, we have more information than ever that we're taking in. And so we're forming these opinions based on this information. And it's like, I think it's like this cycle of like, we're taking in the information. So we need to put it in a container of an opinion. And it's like, no, really not. And to me, this kind of segues into another thing you talk about, is not being a complexifier. Because to me, it's like all this information, and it can make things complicated and unnecessary. Can you talk a little bit about keeping things less complicated?
Oh, I so appreciate you bringing that up. You really did your research. And this is one of the reasons I love Be the Sun, Not the Salt, and that I can remember it and talk about it and people can use it. It's not complicated. Don't complicate things. Keep them simple. Well, it's very complicated. Yeah, make it uncomplicated. Are you helpful and uplifting to the other in front of you or not? You know, the Hippocratic Oath, first just do no harm. You know, keeping it really simple. When a doctor comes, when you go to see the doctor, what's the doctor going to do? First thing the doctor wants to do is just make you feel listened to. That's not complicated. It's really, really, it takes effort, but just listen to someone. Don't over-complexify. Well, there's a lot of issues in the person's symptomology. Mm-hmm, yeah. But first and foremost, I'm there to serve. I'm there to listen. I'm there to help. What's going on with you? Tell me your story. That's really simple. And this whole mission, this whole effort to be the sun and not the salt, is not to make it complicated. Be your best self more often. Period. I'm done talking. Now, you can say all the reasons why that's hard and all the circumstances why it's difficult for you. Uh-huh. Do it anyway. When you hear that voice, you hear the other person say, yeah, but what? Mm-hmm. And what would the wise person, you know, what would the wise person say? Just keep it really simple. See, we have a tendency, and people like to complexify, make things more difficult. Don't go there.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Hey, Love Tribe, I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship Course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100. Hey, Love Tribe. I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
In the context of a romantic relationship, in the past, I found it easy when there's a disagreement or a conflict. And we certainly, you know, we've covered it on this podcast a lot, like how to communicate, nonviolent communication, all these things. And that's important to know. But what I found is sometimes it can get overly complicated with all this information and to go, what is it that we both want? We both want to feel understood. We both want to feel connected and loved, and literally having that conversation, like exactly what I just said.
That's right.
You want to be connected. I want to be connected. Okay. Let's have a hug. And actually, in a lot of times we realize that the thing that we were trying to solve, and even if it was in a constructive way, it was just like, we don't really need to hash that out. We want to be connected. Great. Let's do that.
I love what you said, Dan, because that is like 101. You know, look at the person in the eye, maybe take his or her hand, physical touch, hug, hugely important. It breaks down enormous amounts of defenses that we hold up, emotional and psychological defenses. And like you just said, wait a minute, simple sentences. We both want to feel listened to, respected, heard, loved. Can we start there? Yes. So what would be a very first step toward that from where we are? Can I state what I think you're needing? You tell me if that's right. Sure. Okay. Does that sound right? Yeah. Could, you know, don't get all techniquey. Don't you all hear the step? There are four steps. There are six steps. Now make sure you follow the steps. Please, what steps? What do you need from, you know, what is it you need me to hear? What is it you need me to understand? How can I be there for you? These are simple sentences, but there are whatever works for somebody where it's, I don't know, three sentences that would get to the heart you seem upset. What's going on? Is there something I'm doing that's upsetting you? Is there anything I could do to be less upsetting to you? Those are pretty good, simple ones. You know, I mean, I don't want to make you feel bad. Is there something I'm doing that's making you feel that way? No, it's not you. Okay, that's good. Is there something in your life that I could be helpful? No, it's nothing. Okay. Can I just sit with you? I guess that'd be okay. Okay. You know, keep it like so simple that you're talking to, you know, an 8-year-old. We're all 8-year-olds. We're all 5-year-olds, frankly. You know, maybe 3-year-olds, you know. I mean, we're not that complicated. I just want you to love me. I just want you to tell me I'm okay. I just want you to tell me that I'm not a no good Nick. Oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And how are we any different than the kid that just, you know, gets upset and we calm him down? It's okay. I love you. You're all right. You made a boo-boo. I still love you. And here's another really important one. Don't let anything slide that you shouldn't let slide. There's smile and walk away, but there's things that are like, wait a minute, that's not right. I don't want to let that go. That, ouch, that hurt. That was salt on my roots. And I don't know if you know that you did it, but it was mean what you said. And I'm sure you didn't mean to be mean, but it hurt. I don't want to let that one go because it hurt. You know, my metaphor, you were salting my roots, but it was the way you said it. You know, you corrected me publicly. You embarrassed me. I know you didn't mean to, but it felt kind of bad. And I love you enough to tell you that. Well, thank you. You're welcome. I'm not going to hold it against you. I love that I can tell you.
One of the beautiful parts about this work and how we started this conversation that I like to think about in the context of moving through the world and in relationships is that it doesn't take another person to give us permission to start radiating this positivity. And in fact, if you're listening and you're thinking about benefiting the world, beautiful. If you want to benefit your relationship, it's going to do that too. And you don't have to wait for your partner to start. I almost guarantee you that if you start being heliotropic and putting out that positivity, your partner's probably going to pick up on that.
No question about it. And you don't have to start being heliotropic. You already are heliotropic. Be heliotropic more. So it's not like you have to begin at stage one. You are already, every single person is born good. Every single person. And so we want to cultivate that goodness, let that goodness shine through us more than it already does. So it's already burning. We want to blow on those embers. We want to let that, you know, that goodness be cultivated, grown, not like start from scratch. Just say, please and thank you more often and mean it. Smile more often and mean it. You know, be helpful more often. Look for ways to, you know, to radiate love. Now, I use the term deliberately. It's a gooey term. People don't like it. It's really powerful. You can be loving in any way, in any circumstance, no matter what.
Yes, and the world needs more of that. And one of the things I saw recently and I've been trying to put into practice is expressing appreciation. And again, it takes deliberate action, but it can be with not just your romantic partner. I actually, to go back to my good friend Ryan, it was a reminder for me to tell him, like, and he knows, I've told him before, but to express it again, like, hey man, I really love how you show up. You're so positive all the time. And he knows that, but I think it's good to be reminded, and it can't hurt.
It's not only it can't hurt, it's always good to be reminded, and you could take it to another level. You chase after this today, tell him you were talking about him again today on our podcast, your podcast, and then go tell some other people about in front of him, his relatives, his friend, anybody. Just possibly embarrass the hell out of him and make him feel uncomfortable with your praise, recognition, and love. Now, why? Because it's a muscle that you get to strengthen. Yes, of course, it'll make him feel good, but it's not for his ego. It's to remind him that the way he shows up in the world is really appreciated, at least by you. And you've told him before, so what? You can tell him again. It's not like there's a statute of limitations how many times you can tell somebody how great they are. And I don't mean for their ego. This is not for his ego. This is for reinforcing what we want more of in the world. And I'll do it with you right now, Chase. Dude, thank you for doing this podcast. Thank you for the work that you're putting out in the world. Thank you for showing up the way you are. Thank you for, well, inviting me on your podcast, but more importantly, for the work that you're doing, that whomever listens is going to be a smidgen more kind and uplifting to their brother or their sister. And for that, I'm grateful to you, you know? So you've done good, buddy.
Well, thank you for those kind words. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming on the show today for doing this work professionally and writing a book, putting that out there, coming on this show. And yeah, this is going to reach thousands of people. And to me, that's what this is all about, is getting these messages out there, whether it's through a podcast or through our daily life. And I have this like visualization of how it is that we bump into someone physically through an interaction or through a podcast, and then that has compounding effects. And now we start to change a town, a state, a country, in the world. And it's really a beautiful thing.
You're singing my song, man. That's my vision too. That's exactly my vision. The notion, be the sun, not the salt, is simple enough to be remembered and used, which is why I love it and use it exactly the way you articulated. Imagine if the prism, the glasses through which people look at the world is, oh man, I was being a little salty there. I could be the sun. And that's it. That nothing more, but then they go and they help that person who's sleeping on the beach, or the person who's having difficulty with their shopping cart. Just today, a woman was walking with a cane, and I said, do you need some help? And she said, no, but thank you for asking. Ta-da! You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
That's it, man. And instead of just walking by her, you know? So let's, for all the people who are listening to this podcast, let's up our game a bit. That little Be the Sun book is a helpful reminder. I can't wait for you to get it, and you can listen to it on Audible, or you can reference it anytime, man. I appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Cohen, for coming on today. I'm going to get it, the physical copy, when I go to the States in a month. And I really appreciate this conversation. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online, and then we'll say goodbye?
Sure. BeTheSunNotTheSalt.com.
Beautiful. We will have those links in our show notes and on our website. Thanks for coming on the show, Dr. Cohen.
Thanks, Chase.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner. or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.